you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Award season has finally begun. Why today's Golden Globes nominations will surprise you. Plus, Wendy Williams is begging for a boyfriend.
Man, you got 30 seconds. Send your tape. Be my eligible bachelor.
And Leo DiCaprio's embarrassing Titanic secret.
Welcome to Daily Pop. If you are desperate for a dose of Hollywood glamour, we've got you covered because the Golden Globe nominations just dropped. The ladies crushed it this morning, and the competition is intense. Let's start with Best Performance by an Actress in a Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television. There are some really big names on here with Kate Blanchett, Nicole Kidman.
This one's a hard one for me. This one's a hard one for me because Miss America was one of my favorite shows of the year. Kate Blanchett got on the screen every single time, and it was like she was doing an Oscar-worthy performance in every single episode. With that being said, everyone saw The Undoing.
Yeah.
Everyone saw Nicole Kidman bringing that drama. But Shira Haas in The Unorthodox.
I know.
Giving us that emotional, that gravitating moment.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Literally, you're right. I'm the exact same way. I feel, it's one of those, like, I would be happy if any of those won. Like, I want to root for one person, and I want to be definitive with you guys, but truthfully, they love Kate Blanchett. Yep. I would be shocked if Kate Blanchett does not win, but at the same time, Nicole Kidman is also loved and so good, and she came back after a while, and not after a while, but she had the Big Little Lies. She's been on a roll lately, right?
Yeah, but the Hollywood Foreign Press loves an ingenue. They love a new girl. They love when Rachel Brosnahan.
Shira?
Shira might get it.
Come on. But which was the better show?
Excited.
Which one had you just, you couldn't stop watching?
Okay, not about the better show. That's a problem. Because if it was about the better show, Bridgerton would have been in this.
I was going to say,
Bridgerton would have been nominated.
Hold that conversation.
She's like, hold it.
Okay, I think as if you go based on the performance of a really pushing you, Shira was tough. That's a tough role to do. So I really want to give it to her. You know, but again, I won't be mad if Nicole or Kate take it too.
I just think Nicole Kidman gave us Nicole Kidman and Big Little Lies, and we were here for the drama, the rich family that goes through something hard, and we got it again in The Undoing, which I'm not
rich
mad about it.
Go through
I'm not
hard.
Mad about it. It just seemed like more like the same character. However, when Kate Blanchett announced that she was doing Miss America, we were all like, Blanchett doing TV?
100%.
But a lot of big stars have gone back to television.
Does that make you mad as a television?
No, I'm fine with it.
You like it.
I mean, come on. It's a different day. Rappers are becoming stars. People from London are coming over. It's a giant pool.
That's right.
So it's fine.
All right. Well, let's talk about this one. Best performance by an actress in a television series drama. Now, we've got some familiar names that we see almost every year. Olivia Colman, Jodie Comer, Emma Corrin, Laura Linney, and Sarah Paulson. You know, I just got to go Colman. I mean, I just feel like they love her. They always love her. She's always good. She always nails it. And I think Olivia's going to probably get it again.
Let me tell you, anything The Crown, anything and everybody on The Crown, I could be on The Crown. You see me getting the Golden Globe. I'd be like, I was on The Crown. I got nominated. waiting. I don't know. I was a waiter. I don't know what I was.
Yeah, right? Okay, well, what about this fun category? Best performance by an actress in a television series, musical, or comedy. Let's see the list here. I love all these shows, too.
Let me just let you guys know something. Look, Jane Levy, I love you. Yep. You were amazing. I'm sorry you're going to be pushed aside, because what we have here is we have Catherine O'Hara, who is stepping into the game. Schitt's Creek was one of the biggest winners at the Emmys. People started talking about it. Mm-hmm. People started binging all six seasons of this thing. And we have not seen Catherine O'Hara on our screens in such a long time that when we got this moment with her.
Epic role, right?
And like, she was like, it was like she was in on the joke that she was the joke and her character was the joke. And it just was the best joke ever.
Totally. 100%.
It was. And you know, you work so hard and so long, and then you're in something, and no one, you know, when it was over on, was it Pop? Yeah, when I was saying, I was like, we're on Pop. No, we're Pop. But when it was on Pop, no one really knew about it. I was a fan, but it just blew up. Mm. And then everyone, when I got those awards, everyone, like, what was this? It's like, other people are like, I've been a fan. It's been on. Yeah. Those Levy's, please.
But I'm
now,
telling you right
if we
now.
Go for popularity, though, if that goes into effect, Lily Collins, you know, everybody loved
Emily in Paris.
Emily in Paris, thank you. Mm. And Paris. And so I think she does a great job on this role. I think she does phenomenal, but as far as like pushing your, you know, I go back to like who's really pushing their boundaries, and it's kind of limited by the role. I don't know that Lily had to push her boundaries so much in this particular role.
The one thing that Kaley Cuoco has working for, I agree with you.
Kaylee's show's good, guys. Flight Attendant.
Flight Attendant is so good.
Yes.
I agree with you that she didn't push her boundaries. Kaley Cuoco, however, came all the way through so much that I had to learn how to say her name because I wanted to give it to her right. Mm-hmm. Kaley Cuoco gave us a show for the first time. It was the first show I was mad that there wasn't another episode behind it because it was such a page-turner. And by the time you got to the end of the show, don't think this is a one-dimensional character. Because by the time you got to the end of the show, you were like, this bitch is messed up.
No, I interviewed her for this show, and that's one of the things we talked about. She has to pull off comedy. She has to pull off a really depressed character, sorrow, drama, mystery. She has so many layers in this one particular character. Kaylee's a frontrunner, and people love Kaylee.
And she's an executive producer. That's not hard. You have to work and work.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that's difficult because you're giving notes, you're watching the whole show, you know, as a whole entity. So hats off to her. I'm very excited.
Gets me very excited for this year's show. Okay, well, Schitt's Creek totally swept at the Emmys, and they're nominated again today. Do you predict another big night for them?
I think Schitt's Creek was the talk of the Emmys for the right reasons, but they kind of blew up in the Emmys. It was like Parasite blew up at the Oscars, and then we never heard from Parasite again. I think the ones to watch in this whole telecast will be Flight Attendant, One Night in Paris. I mean, sorry, One Night in Miami. Uh-huh. The Regina King movie is going to be the one to watch in this whole thing.
Oh,
yes.
That's good.
Nominations on the actor standpoint, nominations for Regina King, nominations for Best Movie. And everybody loves Regina King. Regina King is the Princess Diana of Hollywood.
Yeah, she
there is not one person who doesn't love Regina King.
100%. Back to the comedy series. Have you guys, I feel like Ted Lasso is like a cult favorite. It is one of those that I don't feel like made headlines and Jason Sudeikis didn't get like enough notoriety about it. But everybody that watches it has to binge the whole thing. It's so funny. It's so good. And I really have like a secret soft spot for Ted Lasso. Like, I hope that one makes it.
We're like,
it's really funny.
I was like,
so he plays this soccer coach that shouldn't have been a soccer coach. It was like the head of the team's husband died and he had an affair. So she like hires this guy who's totally knows nothing about soccer to be the soccer coach. It's really good. It's really funny. And once you start watching it, you're hooked. It's really.
I'm going to check it out.
And Jason Sudeikis kills the role. He's like this awkward, uncomfortable, but it makes you feel good at the end of the show. It's
well, then
it's
I definitely am going to put that on.
He's the most positive person. I love it. Anyways, I think that that one might be a surprise.
You might be. Right? But don't you think there are movies also that some of the movies, I was like, what is that? Where is that? We didn't get to go to the movie theaters this year. So
yeah, I saved a lot of money.
We saved a lot. Right. But you definitely watch all the movies. So where were these movies being played?
Video on demand. But that's the problem. There's like this new gray area now that Netflix has stepped on the scene. HBO Max has gotten into the movie premiere moment. So there's these gray areas. But I think what the Hollywood Foreign Press does really well is that they say, okay, this is considered a movie that can be, you know, presented to as a Golden Globe. This movie can do it. This limited series can do it. And it's kind of sort of putting it all in the box for us. And a lot of times, to be honest, like I hear this movie's get nominated or these shows get nominated, and it makes me want to go back and watch a Ted Lasso because I had no idea what it was.
You would love it.
But even like Hamilton, when it came out, I was waiting and counting the days when it came out on Disney Plus. I was like, I can't wait. It was like epic.
It was.
You know, you wanted to watch it, so I was very excited. I mean, I saw it on Broadway, but to see it, you know.
Oh, she bougie. She got those tickets.
Well, it's definitely going to be a different year, of course, with everything going on. But usually the Globes are one giant party. So we thought, let's take a look back at some of our favorite Golden Globes moments. Watch.
The party can officially start.
E is kind of known for the background.
It's a golden night for us.
It's crazy.
My wife is the greatest of all time.
This face, what is it like waking up to that face?
It's a spectacular way to start the day.
Here with Brad Pitt live right now, who's been separated.
She got stuck in the barrage of cameras.
Here she comes now, up the stairs. Congratulations, both of you celebrating nominations.
That is everything to me, and there's no greater reward.
Fashion, yeah.
You are a woman after my fashion heart. You look unbelievable. Who are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing Ralph Lauren.
This is Giambattista Valli.
I just loved it. It was so fashion, so different than anything I've ever done.
It's Dolce & Gabbana. It's actually Moda, which is their couture line. It's never been worn on the red carpet before.
Until now.
People get hammered, face down drunk.
Cheers to the E! Exclusive. I'm done with film.
I'm obsessed. I love it. I love it.
I love you. You're so
what message do you have for Emily tonight?
Hey, Blunt, listen to me. I'll meet you in the back alley. Yeah? All right.
Pour one out for Stacey Keebler for a minute. We really had hope for her. Just for our homie, Stacey Keebler.
That's hilarious.
She thought she was going to get it. And I thought she was going to get that ring.
I did too. I really did too. We may not get a red carpet this year, but we do get two great hosts, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Now, for their virtual ceremony, we just found out they will be hosting on separate coasts.
Yes. That's going to be fantastic.
Did I lie about Stacey Keebler?
I can't even talk to you right now.
Am I wrong? Didn't you think she was going to get that ring, Tom?
And you poured out one for the
I was
homie.
Like, yes, normal people She's like gone. Me can marry A-list stars like George. Yes, Stacey Keebler, do it for the average woman.
Yeah.
Do it for the and then them all came through.
He said, no, that's just a fantasy, son.
Yes, exactly. That was a fantasy, honey.
It was like Akeem Olajuwon. No.
It's like being a side piece. I am so excited.
I think they're going to be
Amy,
amazing.
I don't think if they're separated, it's going to make a difference. But, of course, we would love them to be together because, you know, the chemistry. When you're together on the stage, it's comics. You fire off these jokes. So it's going to be interesting to see them in two separate, one in Los Angeles and one in New York hosting the Golden Globes.
We'll see how that goes. Polar. If anybody can pull it off, it's these two.
Tina Fey,
they can probably predict what each other's going to say at this point.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
The ceremony will air live February 28th on NBC. And, of course, E! Will have all the Golden Globes covered all day long. Coming up, more surprises from the Golden Globe nominations, including the biggest snubs, plus Kristen Cavallari's cryptic Valentine's Day message. Who was it for? Was it for her ex, Jay Cutler, or someone else?
And if you're drinking wine out there, pour one out for Stacey real quick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Black History Month, and we're celebrating some of the big entertainment moments that helped push us forward, like this one from 2002.
I've been coming here for damn near 11 years, and I'm tired. Only reason I'm here, so you can say goodbye to your son.
It was sure cathartic for me, you know? I never dreamed an Oscar nomination would come from it while I was doing it.
And the Oscar goes to Halle Berry and Monsters Ball.
Sentence for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because his door tonight has been opened.
That's really special. I love that. It's been 19 years since Halle won that trophy, and she's still the only Black woman to win in the Best Actress category.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. But it's coming. It's coming. That almost took me out when she said open the door, because you're right. It's a struggle.
It's a struggle.
But we're starting to kick it down right now. But Viola Davis, you're going to tell me?
Best Supporting.
But I should go, come on, Viola, come on.
I think it's more of a strategy. I think when Viola was going up for Fences, I think the strategy was, let's put Denzel in lead actor and let's put Viola in supporting. That way, she wouldn't have to compete with Meryl. But I think now Viola could go toe-to-toe.
Now, Angela Bassett, Tina Turner, you know good and well she should have
got it.
We can go down a whole long list.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on to Wendy Williams. Okay, this is kind of interesting. If you guys know a guy who might want to date her, well,
Tom,
we have some ideas for you. All you have to do is just submit a audition. Check it out.
My search continues, and it will continue until I find the one. I want a boyfriend. I want to hold hands. I want a boyfriend. So here on the show, we're in on the game. We're playing the dating game. And I told you, men, you got 30 seconds. Send your tape for my eligible bachelor.
And they did. She's already got a ton of tapes in. Her haters, though, are calling her desperate for this.
I think it's brilliant.
I'm here for it.
I think it is brilliant because now she can go through all the men. No one is going to just approach Wendy on the street. Where is she going to find them? Have fun. I'd have a man for every day of the week, and I'd call him that, too. Hey, Monday. Hey, Tuesday. Wednesday, when you coming over?
Kim, do we need to copy this idea?
Yes.
Do we need to copy this idea?
Yes, we do. Yes. But I got to give him more than 30 seconds. 30 seconds is not enough.
You need more than 30
seconds. You need more than 30 seconds.
Just so everyone out there is clear, if there are any men watching this show right now, I know it's mostly women, when you send a woman a photo or a video or a blurry photo in the DM, it goes straight to her gay posse so we can judge if that man should stay in the running to becoming America's Next Top Boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams is doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
She is not looking at any of those videos.
No.
She is giving it to her top gay cabinet.
So
and they can suss out the situation her the front runners.
Oh, no,
this is
I
not about
that.
The show. This is just about gays having the access.
No, some of the gays are thirsty. They
Some of them are like, that's a good one. At least check that one out for
They're going to send a little number to them. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened to this one? That one was no good. No, that one was good. You say, he didn't have any back teeth. I don't care if he didn't have any back teeth.
Do you have certain friends that... There's a handful of friends that I would truly trust with picking a guy for me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some are just too, like, they start
need
to think
to be,
their taste.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, you got to keep me in mind.
But first of all, they need to be married or in a relationship. None of my single girlfriends, thirsty single girlfriends, no. Or the ones that are bitter. You can't have a bitter girlfriend
or a bitter
guy.
You can't have a bitter judge.
You can't
have a bitter judge.
No, they're the worst.
Yeah.
They're just mean and lonely.
Oh, that guy's going to cheat on you.
Yes.
That guy's going to lie to you. That guy's going to cheat on you, just like my ex did to me.
Can't have a busy friend. You can't have a busy friend because, oh, I know him. I've hung out with him.
Yes.
Because if you're too busy, that means you've tasted and appetized everything
right.
on the palate.
Too much. So I need Wendy. Mm-hmm. Wendy, if you are watching, I need Wendy to send me all your leftovers. That's what I need Wendy to do.
There we go.
Yes, just send me your leftovers.
Forward them on to us, DailyPop@... we don't have an email, but we'll come up with one.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Chrissy Cavallari has left us very confused once again. She posted a note to the letter J that says what she wants for Valentine's Day. Of course, fans immediately thought, well, you must mean your ex-husband, Jay Cutler, because you just shared that photo of the two of you together. But then there's also Jeff Dye, who she was linked to, and he shared kind of the same letter but addressed it to Kay. So these two have been hanging out quite a bit since their divorce. But wait, there's also another J in the puzzle, Kristen's best friend, Justin. So is Kristen just screwing with us, or who's Kristen's note for?
We need to pick a new number, a letter in the alphabet.
Like, I was
can you
say,
date Adam?
Yeah.
That can you go out with a Bradley?
Make this a little easier on us.
Eric or something.
My first thought was Jay Cutler. Because they just posted that photo. They have all this Southern Charm drama going on with Madison and Austin, and they're really trying to make a statement that says, you know, nobody can mess with us, whether they're getting back together or not. Mm-hmm. They're trying to show respect to the history that they have with each other. That's why they posted the photo. Mm-hmm. And I think that this was just another note. I think she's trying to, like, rub it into that to Madison on Southern Charm's face. Not that I think Madison cares. It's just a whole drama.
Well, then you call Jeff Dye and you say, listen, I'm going to post this thing. Do not put anything up because people are going to think it's you.
But Jeff Dye doesn't care because he loves the attention, right? Like, this is fun. This is gets his name out there, and he's a comedian. He's just trying to... you know, make fun of the situation. I'm sure Kristen laughed at it. She probably likes the fact that we don't know who it is.
Oh, 1,000%, because that's why she did it.
Yeah.
And that's why they both posted it. Come on. The drama.
Come on. All right. Well, either way, no matter what J she ends up with or none of them, she'll have a good Valentine's Day, I'm sure.
I'll take any letter in the alphabet.
Kim, don't say that too loud.
Submissions for Valentine's Day dates for Kim. Send them our way.
Kim, do not
do it. Up next, the celeb who just announced she is single again. Plus, what are the chances Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott get back together? Aww. What we just learned. Stay with us.
There's always a publicist.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's time for the Hollywood Minute. We got 60 seconds. We've got Hollywood headlines. We got to get started. Rebel Wilson is back on the market. She posted a picture to Instagram with the caption, "Lots on my mind, single girl headed to the Super Bowl." She and Jacob Bush went public with their relationship back in September. We all know how hectic it gets during SNL sketches. Well, Melissa McCarthy says the freakiest stuff happens behind the scenes. Here's what she told Anna Faris on her Unqualified podcast.
I remember there was something where I was supposed to like get a pie in the face, but they're like, oh, the whipped cream isn't holding up, so we're going to use shaving cream. At the end of the scene, I've ingested about a cup and a half of shaving cream. I have 3 minutes to get fully out of this wig, this costume, into something else, and I start throwing up. So I'd throw up, and I'd apologize, and they're like, we don't care. And the thing is, they really didn't.
And I know we're all wondering about this. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are still madly in love. That's what a source close to the exes tells E. Neither of them are seeing other people. The source also says they're not ruling out getting back together. Carissa, you think they'll get back together, girl? Is it
Yep.
Yep. I love how a source is like, they are not seeing other people. I'm like, the hell they not. They definitely, somebody is definitely creeping at one of those four mansions, and somebody is definitely on Travis Scott's plane.
Okay.
Oh! Ooh! Yeah, I said madly in love. They're madly in love.
Yeah, you can be madly in love with somebody separated and, you know.
Not over the pandemic year. They're in a funk as far as, like, you can't really get out and live life the way you are, especially in California. I know it's not like that everywhere, but in California, it's been pretty hunkered down.
Yeah, it is.
So I think that they are probably really bonding. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to last. I don't know. But I do think that this is, I think they're back together practically right now.
Yes. You know what else sounds about right, and I feel bad, is Rebel Wilson breaking up with her boyfriend, Jacob Bush. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel so sorry that, you know, their romance came to end. But I think a lot of pandemic romances are about to come to end.
It's going to be a lot.
Now that they announced that this vaccine is out and we're about to be back in the streets.
But a lot of divorces. There's too much time together under one roof. I'm telling you, you really get to know.
Made a baby, yes. Or you got a divorce. A
lot of pregnancies, a lot of divorces coming. Oh, yeah, yes. By summer, oh, yeah, it's going to be a whole different world.
Oh, my God, my sister told me the other day, she was like, I'm just praying that you find somebody. I'm like, stop praying for that. I don't want anyone. He listens to you. Do not say that. Like,
God listens when you pray.
He listens to you.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely.
All right, in today's Pop of Love, well, here's the solution if you ever want to date two guys at once, but you don't know how to pull it off. Well, Jennifer Coolidge shared her genius trick with Kelly Clarkson.
I ended up, like, meeting these two guys that were best friends, and I liked them both, and so I told them that I had an identical twin, and I dated both guys.
Oh,
for 2 weeks.
Only Jennifer Coolidge.
That's actually quite genius.
I love her. That is brilliant. But the problem is, how do you remember what you told the other one and which one?
You got to keep the story straight.
Oh, it'd be a mess.
This is for amateurs. This is not for amateurs.
Right, you're right. She is a professional.
Pro.
Have you guys ever dated two people at once?
I'm not going to say on live
television. Justin's like, are you kidding me? He's like, what Kim said about the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, that's my real life. This guy's on Mondays, this guy's on Tuesdays.
It's not even that. It's just when you put all your eggs in one basket, you are always doomed to fail because you fall head over heels for somebody. You want to rush into it. So I always tell my friends, and I tell this to myself, if you keep the options open, you can spread the love amongst other people. You won't get too crazy about one guy.
Eventually, you do need to commit if you really want to have a long-term thing with someone.
It's kind of like being on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of like, oh, let me go through all the eggs and see which egg, you know, piques my interest. And then you get rid of the other eggs, cook them, scramble them up. And then you keep the other eggs, and maybe I'm going to boil this one, and then there's one perfect egg.
Are you tasting the eggs?
But listen,
absolutely, you got to taste the eggs.
But listen, at what point, though, do you take, because right now you're just getting your toe wet with somebody. You're not really putting your whole foot in there. At one point, when are you actually going to put your whole foot in there? Because if you don't, then how do you really know what this could be?
But you'll know. Yeah. Whenever you know, you'll know. And it's the person who's worth your time.
We're both single, really? She's married. Come on.
Yeah, but she met her man on MySpace. Like, she didn't even know what it's like.
I never met him on MySpace.
She met her man on MySpace.
No,
she didn't know the struggle of dating in social media.
He acts like you met him in the 70s.
Basically.
No, I didn't. He was my brother's friend. We reconnected via MySpace.
That's right.
It was a while back.
But you're right. We have to, both of us need to listen a little bit. Spread it out, but you need to pick one.
Yeah.
One of the eggs. One of the eggs.
You out here asking Wendy for leftovers.
You're right. That is true. I am.
All right. Coming up, you guys, the big stars who got snubbed by the Golden Globes. Our movie expert is going to break it down with us next.
I'm thirsty.
We're not going to fight.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. There is so much to unpack with today's Golden Globe nomination. So we have Rotten Tomatoes award season editor Jacqueline Coley is here with us. Thanks for being here.
So glad to be here.
Girl, this is your busiest day of the year, so thank you for being here.
Can we start with a big snub for me?
Yes. It was.
I May Destroy You.
Yeah.
How did that happen, America?
I May Destroy You is 2021's Euphoria, if you recall correctly.
Yes.
Zendaya got snubbed for that.
I will say this about the Hollywood foreign press. They're not always, I think, as widening with the things that they feel like they want to see. When you look at something like The Undoing that has two huge stars,
yes.
they really go to the star power vehicles first as far as what they watch. And okay. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if I May Destroy You has a second season, that's when they get a little bit more love and recognition, which is very typical, especially with minority-driven television.
Okay.
Although, you know, I say that, though, last year, Rami took home the Best Actor prize in the comedy series, and he's nominated again this year, which is a bit of a departure, usually, when you have those sort of, like, newcomer winners.
Okay, that was good. Okay, what about, you know, I want to go right into it, Bridgerton. What happened?
What happened? Look, what happened was...
I mean, I wouldn't want to pretend to know exactly what the Hollywood foreign press is thinking. Remember, this is a group of around 90 total, I think, voting members.
I thought you said 90 years old.
No. They've been around
for... I was like, they need to sit down.
They've been around for a while, and so they just have a very particular taste.
Yeah.
Their award show is glitzy. It's the one with all the booze, but they pick what they like, and sometimes films get left off of that. You know, The Watchmen is another one where they didn't necessarily run to recognition on that one as quickly as others.
You know what I think? I think that sometimes the Hollywood foreign press, and the Oscars do this too, like, if somebody has made too much money at the box office, like, they will, like, J-Lo will have to work and strive and play the game so hard to get that nomination. And she should have got it for Hustlers, but I feel like Bridgerton was such a success.
Yes.
They were like, you made enough money, you got 80 million streams,
right.
You take that as the reward.
I mean, I would say that, but then also look at Queen's Gambit, which was another one of their big hits from the summer, and that one obviously did quite well this morning. I would also say that this is no evidence in fact, but if you look at a lot of the nominees, there's very few categories where there aren't traditional studio slash traditional, I would say, linear television that makes an imprint in that. Zoe's Playlist on the comedy side, that's a little bit of that. I think this is just a rumor that there was a bit of pressure knowing how many of the titles could be coming from places like Netflix and Amazon.
Okay.
This is the Hollywood foreign press's ideas. They like to spread it around a little bit.
You know what
that makes sense. I want to know, just because you live and breathe this, which snub pissed you off the most?
Yes,
I mean,
I didn't show you.
I try not to put my personal, like, feeling and affectation into my predictions pieces, especially. I try to be, like, agnostic.
Okay, do your sisters then.
I'm going to be a little bit upset about Zendaya for a while. Mm. If I'm being really honest,
that is
particularly a type of film that usually resonates with Hollywood foreign press. I recall last year, Malcolm and Marie, with her and John David Washington. That is an incredible performance by a young actress that it's been a bit divisive with critics, but that's exactly the type of film that the Hollywood foreign press goes for. I mean, look at Prom. That is actually rated 58% over at Rotten Tomatoes as far as critics.
If it's under 60, I don't do it.
Now, it just came out. Did it make the cutoff? You know, it's always weird when you feel like you just saw that movie.
Yes.
There was not a cutoff, though. It
hit the cutoff. And then you also look at a show like Orthodox that feels like it came out 18 years ago.
I thought it did. I was kind of surprised to see it. I was like, I thought that was a last year thing.
Called a pandemic.
No. It made it out this year. And that's actually one I think folks should really keep an eye on. It is it was a show that didn't make a huge ripple when it came out. But if you dedicate your time to it, it tells the story of a young Hasidic woman who's trying to escape this very, I would say, dictatorial and very religious, Orthodox religious setting. And she, you know, tries to find her own truth. And the narrative telling style, they sort of backtrack it between flashbacks of her committing to this life with her escape.
Y'all go and watch it.
I want to see that.
Good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you guys.
You're the best.
I was so many other people.
Guys,
Sophia
after the break,
Lorraine.
When Katherine Heigl's new show is going to be your new TV obsession, I promise you that. That is next.
Y'all better check Kim's IMDb. They're like rap 45 seconds. She's...
All right, can you believe it's been over a decade since Modern Family premiered? We are feeling a little nostalgic, so we went into the E-Vault to dig up the first time we saw him on set. Here you go. Roll tape.
There you go.
Action. Silent night. There's always a little craziness in every family.
We're so special!
Damn right you are. Modern Family was a hit when it premiered in 2009, and E! Was on set for their first holiday episode.
We're having so much fun just doing the show.
When I read it, I thought, oh, this is good.
I think that there's something in this show for everyone to sort of latch on to.
It really delivers every week.
That's probably why the show went on for 11 seasons, and the cast chemistry didn't hurt either.
I guess I'm sort of a physical talker. I do a lot of... Oh, sorry.
I did actually hit you, sorry.
And did we mention that Sophia wears a very tight red dress? That's something else that happened.
Come on.
I cannot sit down. This dress is so tight. I cannot believe this.
She is a modern marvel of architecture.
A modern marvel of architecture. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've heard that about me.
Oh my gosh. And now you guys can watch the dysfunctional family fun all over again. If you scan that QR code on your screen, it'll take you to NBC's Peacock, where you can sign up and catch every season of Modern Family. If you sign up through our code, E may make a commission.
Just so you know, I'm not supposed to say this on live television. They have told me not to enforce this, but it's free, everybody. It is free 99. Don't tell anybody, tell everybody.
All right, now, another show. You guys, trust me when I say this, you have to check out. It's about to come out, I think, on the 4th. It stars Katherine Heigl and Sarah Chalk as best friends who go through some major drama over the years. Please watch.
Okay, calling it right now, the next binging show on Netflix, you guys. Firefly Lane, so good.
This script came and I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful and it is just what I've been looking for.
The show follows Tully and Kate as teens, young adults, and women in their 40s. And the time travel is giving us major This Is Us vibes.
It was just really exciting to me, the idea of getting to tell this story of these two women and spanning over all these decades. That was another thing that was so unique, right? Like, not just getting to play this person at 40, but also at 20.
Part of that time travel is the fashion, and we love seeing all the hits and misses from over the decades. Katherine shared these photos, saying she loved trying out the hair, makeup, and clothes of each era. The friendship between Tully and Kate is what the whole series is about.
The music might have changed with the decades,
but the promises made on Firefly Lane remained.
When you first read this script, were you like, this is gold?
Yes. I just deeply, deeply respond to these sort of human stories where there is all this relatable relationship stuff, but also just the heartbreak and the tragedy and the triumphs and the laughter. It just is the whole kit and caboodle for me. I love it.
Oh yeah, Firefly Lane also has your new crush. Say hi to Ben Lawson, who plays Johnny.
Tully and Kate sort of take him on this journey for the next 20 years and he gets, you know, swept up into their world.
Oh, it's so good, and I was wrong, you guys. Good news, it's out today on Netflix. It's streaming, so make sure you check it out. I'm telling you, you will love it. All right, coming up, Michael B. Jordan's sexy new role, and it's got a lot of people talking. Don't miss it after this.
Oh my God.
Welcome back. Amazon just released their new Super Bowl ad starring the one and only Michael B. Jordan acting as a human Alexa, and it's hot.
Alexa, turn on the sprinklers.
Honey, I already ran the sprinklers. Things are getting way too wet around here.
Alexa, dim the lights. But
I'll save you. Alexa, lights up!
Add bath oils to my shopping list.
Alexa, no, don't do that.
Read my audiobook.
I was in his hands. I was being changed.
This cracks me up.
By the way, I would buy an Alexa in 2 seconds.
Oh my gosh!
After seeing this, you know, I don't trust Alexa. I think Alexa is telling the government all your secrets. I think Alexa is going to spill all the tea to your boyfriend when she falls in love with him. So I don't trust having something like that in my house. But let me let you know something. If I could, even the voice of Michael B. Jordan, if I could get the voice of Michael B. Jordan on my Alexa, I would buy one.
That's the next announcement.
But did you see
after the Super Bowl, it's going to be Michael B. Jordan voice.
Oh, that would make sense because I'm about tired of her. But did you see the Alexa in the commercial? Why was it big and black? I love it.
I
saw that. I was like this.
That's why you're here.
And I think about Alexa because she is so, I'm just in a meeting and she'll just say something. I'm like, no one talked to me. My son, I love it. My son's like, Alexa, tell me a bedtime story. He has conversations. He's the only child.
Yeah, you might want to have another baby. If your kids are talking to Alexa, it is time for y'all to go back to school.
I love that commercial.
That's hilarious.
Michael B. Jordan and Alexa.
He's just owning that sexiness.
Now, that's
a
Super Bowl commercial or is that just a regular commercial?
It's going to be a Super Bowl. It's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I love it. They released
it early.
Good for him. That's just, you know, I love that he did that detour instead of a big movie. He came out with that campaign. That is fantastic.
All right, let's move on to Leonardo DiCaprio. Now, is he the king of the world? But maybe not the king of decor? Yeah, okay. Celebrity interior designer Megan Weaver, who once worked for Leo, told the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast that she stayed at his beach house years ago and it was decorated with a Titanic theme. Okay. Mm. She said the robes, towels, posters all had Leo's face on them. But somehow, some way, this was still very tasteful. Cheesy, awesome.
Well, you know what? If I made that much money from a show, if I made that much money from Daily Pop, my house would be yellow and blue.
And you know what? I think sometimes you collect so much from a movie, you might have gathered all this, and his mom or someone said, you know what? I'm tired of this in the garage. Yeah. You know what? Let's just put it in your extra house. And maybe that's what they did.
Mementos, yes. Towels with your face on it and all these things like to myself.
I would use his towel, trust me.
I just would not be like wanting to wipe my face and then staring at my face again and then looking in the mirror and be like, oh,
it's not
that's
for
what
you.
I look like.
It's not for it's, you. It's extra like, house.
It's for the guests.
It's for the guests.
As a reminder just of who built this house.
Who built this house? Where are you staying in case you forgot? This is my house. Look at the towel.
What is that accent? You had brought that out three times.
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's cute,
just
though.
From,
you know, okay.
Down Midwest. Up next, how fast can you cut a cake with a thread or a wine glass? We are putting those hacks to the test. Don't go anywhere.
What is that?
I don't know who you are. I don't know you.
What is this going on?
It's National Carrot Cake Day, my dad's favorite cake. All right, now we have to celebrate with a cake cutting competition, but this one has a twist. It's called Cake Until You Make It. We are going to try two different hacks to see how they stack up against the traditional method of cutting a cake. So you may have seen these viral hacks. Justin's gonna try out using a thread, just like in this TikTok video that we're gonna show you. There you go. Okay, Kim's gonna do the one that a lot of people have called genius, using a wine glass. Interesting. And then I'm going to go the old-fashioned. I don't have a knife. You said a knife. I have a pie
cutter.
Cake cutter. I have a cake cutter. Okay. So whoever can cut 8 slices of cake the fastest in 20 seconds, Kim thinks I'm going to start.
You cheat.
You just wait.
You cheat.
You just wait.
Kim has called out to Carissa
Gaines. And ready, set, go!
This is not easy. The fondant is hard.
Man down!
Okay. And
I got it.
No way. That's not 8 slices. Sorry, buddy. You
it's
lose.
It's 8.
It's
no,
not
it's
8.
Not.
That's 4. I win.
No,
carrot
no,
cake.
No, shit. My cake is on the ground.
I won. Y'all gotta take your shots of spicy carrot juice.
I'm gonna eat a calorie.
Oh my gosh. This was pretty cool, though. Look at that.
I really love that. That is pretty.
Why are the losers not taking their
shots?
Okay,
so what do we have to do? Drink this nasty hot sauce?
Let's do it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Can't touch because of COVID.
Oh, right.
Woohoo! I said go the old fashioned. The cup's kind of cute, though. The cup's kind of cute like a baby shower. Is that gross?
I have one.
Oh, what is that?
It's hot sauce in it. Oh!
I mean, hold on. I have never tasted something.
Oh, God.
That's because Kim likes to party.
My daughter's on fire!
That was actually nasty.
All right, you guys. Tomorrow, we have your ultimate Galentine's Day gift guide with amazing deals that you can't get anywhere else. Plus, we're going to talk to Neil Patrick Harris. Have yourself some carrot cake today.
Carrot cake is my favorite.
I'll see you tomorrow.
If anybody wants to buy me a birthday cake, carrot is the jam.
I finally win.
I won! No.